This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. As always, you're welcome to join the show, 603-283-6160. We actually have a new phone system that we've implemented today, and so far I've been very happy with it. The text on the notes is super small, but I'm sure there are some settings that can be tweaked on that. So it was something. The old Access stack had some, you know, little issues going on with it that were impossible to figure out, and we had one already ready that was, well, it wasn't ready, but it was being implemented. It's finally been implemented. So 603-283-6160, help us test this out, because your opinion matters, even if it's wrong, and if you're not a libertarian, it's probably wrong. But with you in the studio tonight is Aria, Mark, and Conan, and, you know, my boss sent me a screenshot of this headline, but I didn't actually, you know, read the article, and I haven't actually seen anything about it, but evidently El Salvador is, what are they doing with Bitcoin? Is it their new national currency? What's going on?
No. This was announced at the Bitcoin 2021 meeting last weekend in a video broadcast, at this event, which was a multi-day conference in Miami, being billed as the biggest Bitcoin event in history. President Nayib Bukele announced El Salvador's partnership with digital wallet company Strike to build the country's modern financial infrastructure using Bitcoin technology.
Do they mean blockchain technology?
Well, I don't know how Strike works. Are any of you guys familiar with Mahler's company?
Are you saying Strike?
I've heard the name.
Strike or Stripe?
Strike.
I've never heard of them.
So next week, I will send to Congress a bill that will make Bitcoin a legal tender, said Bukele. Jack Mahler's founder of the Lightning Network payments platform Strike said this will go down as the shot heard around the world for Bitcoin.
El Salvador? I don't think it's going to be that consequential.
It's got to start somewhere.
If
you can get a whole country on board.
Hold on. I think this happened to the Marshall Islands years ago. That the Marshall Islands, I can't remember exactly what they did, but they did something with cryptocurrency, basically saying, you know, we accept it or stuff. And, I mean, was it a big deal? Sure, but I think that maybe more dominoes fall, but I don't know what else. You know, because Venezuela created its own cryptocurrency that never happened.
And, well, allegedly, they created a cryptocurrency. But I don't think anyone ever received any, and I don't think there's ever been any evidence that they actually created the Petro.
That's correct. It was crap, but they got
It was Venezuela.
They got some press out of it. Mauritius, the home of the dodo, was a play had, you know, billed itself as the crypto island. Before that, Isle of Man did. I don't want to downplay this, but I wouldn't say that, you know, I wouldn't buy Bitcoin based on the fact that El Salvador says that they'll take it as legal tender. You can pay. I mean, there's certain municipalities in the United States that will accept Bitcoin, you know.
There are governors across this country who are starting to open up to the idea.
Mayor in Miami has gone down saying we're going to make the crypto city and stuff.
New Hampshire as a whole is probably about as friendly to Bitcoin as you can get, other than I think the competitor is Wyoming, or is it Montana?
I think it's Wyoming. I don't know that you can pay your taxes in New Hampshire in crypto.
Well, New Hampshire doesn't have an income tax.
No, but it has
a property tax. Sure.
It's a big one, too.
But that would probably be up to the cities. I meant New Hampshire, the state.
The state can mandate cities do things easily.
Interesting. I'm not a fan of mandating, even if it's the state telling the state what to do.
I am. I am happy with the state mandating that the state do things. Yes.
I would rather the state do nothing, and if
while it is going to do things, I would like it to mandate itself into being more more compliant, more customer friendly, more a variety of things. So that would fit that criteria for me. And, you know, spend all the time, you know, naming what the state reptile is and all that stuff, too. You know, that's fun. The state drink is milk. Okay.
If that's all they're doing, then I guess, you know, they can sit there and declare this thing or that thing to be the state mascot of whatever category they're talking about.
Sure.
But the New Hampshire Banking Commission has been extremely friendly to Bitcoin, and New Hampshire has Keene, which is the crypto mecca. One of the places that has, I think it has the largest number of businesses per capita.
Yeah.
That accept cryptocurrency out of anywhere in the entire world.
Yeah.
And that's largely, to be honest, due to Ian.
Yeah, it is.
And others.
There's
a few
more.
It helps that there are others, but Ian is primarily the one who I know of who has been going in and talking to business owners and having other people come in and say, hey, you guys take cryptocurrency? It helps.
Well, it helped until they arrested him for selling Bitcoin, and now most of those businesses are terrified.
Mm. Yes, I'm... The last time I went into Local Burger, it was following the report from someone else that they were no longer taking Bitcoin, but that turned out to not be the case. The issue was that they had a new cashier working who had never taken Bitcoin. I mean, prior to March 16th, ever since the lockdowns happened and the mask mandates and all of that, I was the only cryptocurrency spending customer they had.
Yeah.
So none of their new employees have been trained on it.
Right.
So, and, you know, now I can't really go there and train them on it, and Ian can't really go there and train them on it.
You can't use crypto.
Yeah, because I can't use it anyway. So what does it matter to me? Except, you know, it's good to have a business out there using cryptocurrency, but am I even legally allowed to assist them with taking cryptocurrency payments? I don't know. I don't know why I wouldn't be, but it's not anything that I have any desire to do because it's someone else could more effectively do that without having a possible legal question hanging over them. Right.
Yeah.
But cryptocurrency is big, and evidently a lot of people think that, you know, the Chinese government is trying to compete with Americans on Bitcoin. And as we talked about in the first segment, Americans did very well with Bitcoin in 2020. But that's not the only thing that the Chinese are doing. Evidently, Chinese millennials are just sick of it. They're just sick of the entire thing. Sick of the 9-to-5, sick of the work life.
9-to-9.
9-to-9. We spend a lot of time here complaining about our Zoomers and our millennials. And, of course, I think we're all three different generations, about 10 years apart. So usually Mark and I are complaining about Aria all the time. And then I know...
That's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, I only complain when the complaining starts.
When people start complaining to you about dead cop memes or whatever.
That too. what I would say
they're just jokes, man.
Yeah, just jokes. So I would say, first off, I don't like the term generation millennial or any of that stuff because I'm firmly in the middle of Gen X. And so let's say, I don't know what the dates are, they're not sitting in here in front of me, but I think it's from like birth date of like 1964 to 1979.
Something like that.
Yeah. This is a long way apart.
Sure.
And that, you know, a person born on one end doesn't have much in common with a person born on another. I like the term, you know, 70s kid, 80s kid, 90s kid, that kind of thing.
That would be more accurate, sure.
And it drives something home. So, Aria, I'm going to take a poke at this and guess that you're probably born in the 90s. No, I guess you'd be born in the... I don't know. So, let's say you're born in the 90s. Born in the 90s, and therefore you're sort of an aughts kid. Or if you're born in the 80s, then you're kind of a 90s kid, right? Like, so you come up in a different generation or a different decade than, in fact, you're born in. Because I was born in 1971, but I don't remember a great deal of the 1970s.
I would imagine not. I would imagine you remember the 1980s much better.
I do, and I was born in 71, you'd think much more. I'm a 70s kid in the sense that I was born in 1971, but, you know, I saw Star Wars in the theaters with my dad when it was brand new, and that was like 1978 or something. I think it was late 77. And that's about where I start remembering anything.
But even then, someone born in 1979 would be a, quote, 80s kid, but your perspective of the 80s would be drastically different from theirs simply because right. you're on the other side of the 70s. Like, you were a teenager through the 80s where they were, you know, 9 years old.
Yeah.
So your experience would be drastically different.
Yeah. So this all this stuff where it's like millennials suck, you know, millennials suck if they suck, but not all millennials suck.
When we get back, we're going to talk about what the millennials in China are doing and whether or not they suck. What exactly is their problem? What are they sick of? Are they really working 9-to-9s over there? 603-283-6160. This is...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
the discussion, we've been talking about Bitcoin, largely, which is what we've been doing here on Free Talk Live since 2010, evidently.
Well, not the whole time, but yeah.
Sure, but that's the first mention of it. And Bitcoin has at least been a regular topic of the show as long as I've been on here.
Yeah, it's a regular topic.
And if you don't know what we're talking about when we say Bitcoin, then you need to get over to Bitcoin.com. It's where you need to go to learn about anything cryptocurrency related. You can learn the basics. There's a few very quick, very short videos there that will teach you the basics to help you get started learning about this amazing technology, Bitcoin.com. But if you're already a knowledgeable user, then check out news.bitcoin.com. It has all of the information, all of the latest news and headlines about Bitcoin and what's happening in the cryptocurrency world, and not just Bitcoin, but just cryptocurrency in general. So check it out, news.bitcoin.com.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of Bitcoin at this point, stop listening to the radio, Jebediah, because the Amish elders are going to find out that you're out there listening in the barn. It's not nice.
Well, it's nice that Jebediah is getting away from it all and, you know, trying to basically sow his wild oats.
Well, if Jebediah doesn't want to be Amish and follow the Amish rules, Jebediah shouldn't. You know, like, what's the point? You could, you know, just tell him, look, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Don't they have, like,
I'm buying a car.
Don't they have halfies, halfy Amish, or?
They have a variety of different types. So there's So the Amish is actually an offshoot of Mennonites. Mm-hmm. So there's Mennonites that are even more conservative than some Amish groups, although people use it as though Amish is the most conservative and Mennonite is kind of a happy group. And then Pennsylvania Dutch is kind of people who are ethnically Amish or Mennonite, but not sort of religiously that.
So, I don't know anything about it except what I learned during the brief period that I watched Amish Mafia, which, of course, was not a documentary. So
I didn't watch Amish Mafia, but I did have
it was stupid, dude.
I had an Amish, a Pennsylvania Dutch guy that lived with me for years.
Now, okay. Mark, you're trying to get off the beaten path and try to figure out which island is best for you. Did you look into the Amish?
The Amish,
because they don't get messed with. No one bothers them. They're just kind of out there on their farms doing their thing, and they have, it seems like, really strong communities. And guess what? No COVID-19 to speak of. Autism is very low. So it sounds like they've got something going on. They're almost like the white Native Americans of this country, where they've got their own little reservations where they're just out there doing their thing. And everyone's like, yeah, they're Amish. They're doing their thing.
I don't find the Amish lifestyle attractive at all. The idea of, you know, giving up technology and these kind of things. And I'm certainly not there, you know, going to go find the Amish and change what they do.
It would be difficult to use cryptocurrency in an Amish community.
Yeah. And I would say that.
Yes, exactly. But that's because you're bartering with eggs and milk.
I also don't know.
Don't they use money?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Maybe buttons?
They're rich. Okay. In many cases, you know, it's the old story. They came to do good, and they did quite well. Conservative.
I know they do like to sell their furniture all over this place.
Conservative religious people worldwide do quite well, and mostly it's because they eschew the speed bumps to success. So, you know, they're always going to say no drinking, no smoking, no whoring, no gambling, no all those things, right? And
so they just don't like people like me.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, right? Yes, that's a problem. But I don't think that the Amish are a good choice because what are they really doing as far as being more free? I don't think they're more free. They don't have to pay Social Security tax, and
that's nice.
It's nice. But
they don't have to pasteurize their milk for whatever that's worth.
I don't drink a lot of milk, and so, you know, I don't care about pasteurized milk. But yes, sure. I am on a quest to find the freest place in the world. I can tell you.
You just want to have your phone with you, at least.
Yeah.
I can lean on that one. I agree.
The freest place in the world is probably going to be in a country that is not the most industrialized. It's not going to be like a first world country, mm-hmm. because they don't need your special autonomous zone. It's going to require you sort of saying, here's some money. I'd like to open up a special autonomous zone and then, you know, create my own government, my state within a state. You know, I'm not talking about flags. I'm not talking about having a navy. I'm not talking about, you know, violating international law. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. Just sort of, you know, your democracy stays out there and my rules stay in here. And that's kind of what it's probably going to look like. And we are... we at FreePrivateCities.com are very, very close on making some announcements in the very near future.
Definitely keep us updated on that. But let's get back to the story about China and the millennials there, because we didn't get into it previously. And I'm really curious what is going on in China and what these millennials are doing.
Well, I brought up the conversation that's... We olders spent a lot of time yelling about the kids,
yeah.
The Zoomers, the iGen, and the...
Hasn't that always been the case, though?
Sure, exactly. Every generation complains about every other generation. And,
right.
And Mark has broken them down into decades. I kind of like the two-decade span. So you have your Boomers, you have your Xers, you have your Millennials, and then you have your Zoomers, of course. So that would be where my daughter would fall in. And I... And many others can, and it's very easy to characterize these different groups. They have their very curious elements that their labels that make them who they are.
They called Generation X the me generation. Is that what is that still accurate?
I've never heard that ever.
It's the old thing.
They're the latchkey kids. They're the ones who came home and mom and dad were the Boomers were off. At their jobs or corporate jobs and making lots of money because they're the material boomers and so the X's basically raised themselves.
That is accurate for me. I absolutely had a key and sometimes
I wore
them.
It's accurate
for me as well. Well, I mean, you can always find deviations of
sure.
People who aren't going to fit into the group. And in my case, I was between the X and the millennials. So I'm 79, so I'm right on the
zennial.
Precipice. I'm a zennial, so
you're not the age 79. You're born in 1979.
So I remembered making mixtapes, but
sure.
I also had a MySpace account. So
me
I mean,
too.
I was analog. I was the crossover from analog to digital, and so I got to experience the pain and suffering of listening to records and making mixtapes and playing in forts out in the woods. And then I had a MySpace account. 10 years later, so I had to. So I'm right on the precipice. But this breaking the Zoomers down, the 20-somethings. I think the most interesting label to me is disillusioned. I think that they might not understand economics. They might not understand how the world works.
You think
but
the majority of millennials I know are dyed-in-the-wool socialists?
No. Not millennials. Not millennials. Millennials are very optimistic. They are just like the boomers in that way. They're extremely optimistic.
Millennials are fatalistic.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
The zoomers, on the other hand, we're talking about 20-somethings, like 20 years old. How many of those do you know?
There's no millennials.
I know a bunch of them.
No, these are the zoomers I'm talking about.
So this is Generation Z?
iGen, yeah.
iGen, okay. I know one of them. He's 13, and frankly, I wouldn't ask him anything about his generation.
Well,
what's he know?
The feeling I get from this particular generation is they don't get it. They don't like it, and they don't want any of it.
Me-gen is a term referring to baby boomers.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a voting rights bill pushed by House Democrats isn't needed. McConnell saying the John Lewis voting rights bill is unnecessary. The Kentucky Republican explaining his opposition, saying that using race to discriminate in voting is illegal already. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in Mexico City after she wrapped up her two-day trip to Guatemala and Mexico.
The reality is that most people, when they leave, they don't want to leave, and most want to go back. So that is the spirit with which we approach these issues. I also believe that if you want to fix a problem, you have to go to where the problem exists. If you want to address the needs of a people, you must meet those people.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Attorneys generals are urging lawmakers to pass legislation that would prevent billionaires from misusing bankruptcy to avoid accountability. This comes as Purdue Pharma is poised to win immunity in bankruptcy court, which would shield the Sackler family from any opioid litigation tied to the crisis. Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wadsden saying the Sacklers are using corporate bankruptcy as a tactic to hide behind. The White House COVID response team is pushing states hard to hit President Biden's big 4th of July goal. Biden wants to see 70% of all U.S. adults with at least one vaccination shot by the summer holiday. Senior White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt telling reporters 13 states have reached the threshold. The national adult rate stands at more than 63%, but the pace of vaccinations has slowed down. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying there's much more work to do, especially among younger people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. We do in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And Conan.
You got it that time.
Awesome. Pretty close. Yeah. I was a step behind.
And I'm looking forward to 12 more days before I leave for Porkfest.
Is that all it is?
It is. I mean, it snuck up quickly, dude.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do as far as Porkfest, the Pork and Fork here, because I previously was calling it Subpoena Fest, because my concern was that, you know, I was going to be served a subpoena, and maybe many other people would be served a subpoena in this the Crypto6.com case. And
but
now
you were served a subpoena anyway.
I was served a subpoena anyway, and there's no reason not to go now.
Well, I would love to have you there. It would certainly make doing the show from there a lot easier because I intend to carry on that tradition.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do that alone, you know. There will be other co-hosts there throughout the and people who are willing to sit in and all of that. But it's better to have someone else there who actually, you know, is used to talking on the radio regularly.
Right.
So anyway, we're going to be there June the 21st through July the 4th is when I'll be there. But Porkfest is June the 28th. Through July the 4th. It's going to be awesome. As I keep saying, I want people to be aware, it's going to be a little muted. It's going to feel like there's something missing. because there is something missing. But it's still going to be a good time, and I urge everyone to get up here and check it out. All you have to do is book your RV site, your camping site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th, and that's it. You're an attendee of ForkFest. There's no one in charge. It's fully decentralized. You can do whatever event you would like others to participate in, if they're interested. I mean,
your campsite is a palette upon which you can paint whatever reality you wish.
That's awesome. That's a good way of putting it. At the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, I noticed a lot of Satanist flags.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't even notice that. It's nonsense.
I think you would notice that. Well, I don't know. You haven't noticed any of the imagery here.
I don't know what that is, but I noticed that your house is covered with, like, skulls.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
That is the sigil of Lucifer and the cross of Leviathan. Did you notice the satanic pinnacle coaster?
I thought this was a coaster.
It is a coaster.
Now it's upside down coaster.
For those not watching, Mark just flipped it upside down. Awesome.
Yeah, I don't play these games.
You don't want your drink to get haunted?
I don't believe in the devil or evil spirits or anything like that, and you don't either. I find it interesting that the two of us believe the same thing about this sort of thing, but you're obsessed with it and I don't care at all.
Oh, well, symbology is important, first of all, but hold on. I want to backpedal a bit. I said I agree with you that I don't believe in the devil. That's not entirely true. I just would describe the devil as not a supernatural entity, but as this sort of omnipresent darkness within human beings that one must overcome in order to be a better person. And
Christianity refers to that as the flesh. That somehow you're supposed to, your spirit self is supposed to rise above the flesh self. And I agree with you that there's some complications, right, with the whole theory that Christianity has there. On one hand, some evil is done by Satan. Other evil is done by the flesh that God put us in. I get that that's complicated.
Those people just need to read the Bible better, because as it points out in the book of Job, Yahweh is responsible for both good and evil.
Well, Job is a much older book than every other book in the Bible.
Right.
People would like to think that Genesis is the oldest book, but Job is far, far older from a historical standpoint, and people love to ignore it for those reasons.
Well, it's also got a bitter ending and a bitter lesson, and no part of the book is pleasant.
Yeah.
Actually, the entire Old Testament is kind of unpleasant. Kind of gory, kind of bloody, kind of fire and brimstone, you know.
At any rate, I would argue that the darkness within human beings manifests itself most prominently and most visibly as the state.
Right. Okay.
And that's why I would argue that the state is the devil.
So why are you a Satanist?
Because I oppose the devil. I oppose the state.
Satan opposes the devil?
Yes, I oppose the arbitrary rule of authorities who say obey and can't offer justification for that. And that's what Yahweh did in the Bible. And Lucifer said, why? Why obey?
You know, one of the things I like to avoid in my life is being judged before I've ever had a chance to make my argument. And you can see it in the way I dress, the way I comport myself and everything, is that I get the opportunity to make the argument. I can tell you that I was recently talking to one of the attorneys in this case, the Crypto6.com case, and the attorney posited the theory that perhaps the state is after us because we are anarchists, and specifically Ian and I are anarchists. And the first thing I said is, whoa, we're not anarchists. We don't believe in anarchism, and frankly, I don't believe anarchists believe in anarchism. I'm that much opposed to it. So where this person got this notion that we're anarchists, I don't know, because I've never said, I'm an anarchist.
Well, which definition of anarchy are we talking about?
Describe myself as an anarchist.
Yeah, are we talking about Antifa, or are we talking about no rulers anarchists?
What I would say is that there's no point in having this conversation, because somebody already has an opinion on what an anarchist is, and my opinion as to what an anarchist is irrelevant, because the conversation never gets had, because they say, well, we need to have government, and there's no point in having this conversation.
Right. I would disagree. Let me explain to you why I disagree. As you know, I'm a trans... Before I ever open my mouth, everyone on DLive, everyone on Twitch, everyone on social media, they already have a preconceived notion about my political beliefs, about my worldview, about what I'm going to say. And I don't hide the fact that I'm trans. In fact, I don't change what I say to suit what their expectations are. I'm going to put it to them as honestly as possible. And I've changed people's hearts and minds about trans people by doing this. There have been so many occasions where people started watching us on DLive or Twitch, which you can find at DLive.freetalklive.com, who wanted to hate me.
Yeah, sure.
But simply because I took their insults in stride and it never bothered me, I laughed them off, which is what they don't expect. It won them over. So I don't care what a person's preconceived notions are about this word or that word, about this characteristic or that characteristic. I'm going to be honest, and I'm an anarchist. I believe no one has the authority to rule over me unless I consent to it.
And I will say this, is I've got a normal voice. I'm a normal guy that you get what you get when you take a look at me. I'm exactly what you think I am. I'm a 50-year-old dad, okay? And when I state the things that I state, which are not terribly different from you in a political realm, wildly different in a religious realm.
No, they're not. We just use different symbols and different things to communicate our beliefs.
Well, you're welcome at Quaker meeting. They'd love to hear from you.
You're welcome at a Satanist meeting.
I'm not coming. So
why not?
Because there's no point. There's nothing there for me.
There are plenty of orgies and wine, Mark.
Okay. My wife says no orgies.
Oh, yeah. That is a bit of a problem.
And, anyway, so for me, it's a lot better if I just go ahead and say, I believe in polycentric organizational models, and the government is a monopoly. And ladies and gentlemen, is a truism, which is with monopolies, you tend to get poor customer service and a high cost of acquisition. There's several other bad things that go with them, but would you say that government is expensive and that they don't give very good customer service? And everybody from the crazy-ass socialist to the cabin-living lunatic says, yes, that is true. But somehow we believe that we must have this organizational model, which has not changed really in 10,000 years, that we got to have this. And
it was
the
most brilliant thing they ever did. This parasite convinced its host that the host would die if the parasite didn't feed on it. That's what the state did here. 603-283-6160. You're welcome to join the show. This is Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You're welcome to join the show, take control of the airwaves, express your opinions, talk with us. 603-283-6160 is the number for you to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Mark, and Conan. And I want to say thank you to Jenna Talia, who is to... Oh, man, they got me.
Yeah, they did.
And I didn't realize it until it was too late. That's not something that has to be dumped, at least. So there is
no.
That. But well played, at Platinum Amplifier. You certainly earned that. So that means Jenna is a member of the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. Jenna is a Platinum level member.
I've had to read this one, too, and I said, Jenna, Talia, and I just put a space in between.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to... called Jenna by
indeed.
Jenna's first name.
Yeah.
Very well played, though.
Yeah, indeed. If it
$25 per month is what Jenna is paying for the app program. We don't ask that. We just ask $5 per month, and that helps advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It helps us get on more radio stations, reach a larger audience, and all of those awesome things. So if you value the show and the ideas of liberty, then check out the AMP program. It's the best way to get the show to more listeners. AMP.freetalklive.com. That's AMP.freetalklive.com. And we're trying to get into this article about millennials from China, but we keep getting distracted.
Yeah, isn't that something? We've done 3 segments now.
we haven't even
read the first.
That's Free Talk Live.
First line of this article, but apparently, China is having the same problem with their 20-somethings as we are having here in this country, and Japan is having in their country, and I'm assuming
every other
country is also having this. Like I said, we're different. Every generation is different, and they're gonna run their lives, and they're going to react to what's going down differently. And this particular movement that has been basic, by the way, has been censored heavily because the big wigs of puppet masters over in China don't want this happening because they are a work sort of mentality over there. This is not something that they want. But you know what? Can you really stop it? If the kids, if there's enough
of
them.
It's a social wave, you really can't.
No, it's, you know, the ball is rolling, and I think that this is something you're going to see a lot more in the coming days. This is brand spanking new.
So are they calling 20-year-olds millennials? Because millennials are just, the first millennials are starting to turn 40.
I don't, we keep calling these 20-somethings millennials. They are not.
Yeah, okay.
Well, regardless, it's nothing different
Zoomers.
From what millennials did.
I don't know what China calls their Zoomers. I don't.
Occupy Wall Street. I mean, millennials did the same thing. Then they're like, hey, we're sick of this. We're not going to work. We're just going to lay down. We're not going to do it anymore.
Well,
and that was the millennials that did that.
What millennials just decided to lay down? Because I haven't seen any of this. I told you.
Little thing you may have heard about called Occupy Wall Street.
They weren't laying down. They were protesting.
They were not working for like 9 months.
Yeah, but they were also protesting. The people,
what do you call these Zoomers who don't want to work if it's not protesting?
That's not a protest. That's giving up. That's lying down. That's, I don't care anymore. I don't give a flying F about this anymore.
Well, I guess we need to actually get into the article before we pass judgment.
Let's do that. Let's first discover what this movement is called. It's called the Lying Flat Movement. It's a mindset, a lifestyle, and a personal choice for some disillusioned Chinese youth who have given up on the rat race and are staging a quiet rebellion against the trials of 996 work culture.
What's 996? Nine, from 9 to 9, 6 days a week?
Yeah, and we'll okay. Talk more about that.
That's an insane work week.
It is.
And so, there are similarities between, I think, our generations from country to country. But they're, if I had to deal with that, holy crap. I have
I would lie flat, too.
This is, yes, that's the biggest difference I can see.
I mean, those are about the hours I've been doing for between two different jobs since March the 16th, and I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm done, to the extent that I've quit one of them.
Well, this is probably why China is ruling the globe right now, because of this mindset, because of this culture. They are win-win chicken dinner kind of people who are, they're gonna cut corners. They're going to backstab. They're going to work all damn day to make sure that they're, what...
I mean, that sounds like the culture of the United States.
I don't get that at all.
You have to work hard and lift yourself up by your bootstraps, Clark.
I haven't heard that in years.
We say that, but we don't do it.
Meritocracy is dead in this country. It's not that anymore. Now it's what we were talking about Pride Month a little while ago. It's I get to claim this status, and I get to be a winner today just for waking up.
I can tell you that in Saipan, where I am a resident, that... You have several competing cultures. There's the Chinese, there's the Filipinos, and the Chamorros. The Chamorros sort of, they're the natives, and, they're the political elites because, it's their government, and they're the only ones that are going to get elected. The Filipinos are hard workers. The Chinese start their own businesses, and... they keep the money inside, and they're beating out the
competition
pretty severely.
And they do it very, very well. And they're not just doing it in Saipan, but they're doing
they're just a microcosm.
They're taking over the whole globe.
And
doing it very efficiently.
I would say that many of them don't have... So we're talking about the difference between Chinese people and the Chinese government. The Chinese people I tend to like. The Chinese government, the CCP, I tend to not like at all. I like the philosophies, in many cases, the pro-family, the hard work philosophy of the Chinese.
We could learn a thing or two for sure.
Yeah.
So anyways, the idea of lying flat is widely acknowledged as a mass societal response to Neowon or involution. And Neowon is what... we're talking about right now, this work mentality.
The 996 thing you're talking about?
Neowon became a term commonly used to describe the hyper-competitive lifestyle in China where life is likened to a zero-sum game.
Okay.
So skipping down just a little bit.
Zero-sum game means that somebody must win and somebody must lose.
Competition, man. That's kind of how I do business.
It's not how the marketplace works. The marketplace, in fact, makes all people winners. So if you have a $2 and I've got a cheeseburger, you may want to wish to buy my cheeseburger or $5 or $10 or whatever the scenario is. You may well want to buy my cheeseburger, and I may want to sell it. If I'm willing to sell the cheeseburger at $5 and you're willing to buy it at $5, clearly you think a cheeseburger is worth more. You're getting more value from the cheeseburger than you are $5, or you wouldn't give it up.
My translation is, and yes, you're correct, but my translation is the better mousetrap. Two mousetraps sitting on the counter. They're both...
Yep.
Kind of in the same.
Today you're going to buy a mousetrap.
Kind of in the same range,
yep.
But one of them has rave reviews saying that this one catches every rat that it is set for, whereas this one is pretty shoddy.
Yeah.
And that's where your zero-zero sum really works and takes effect, and one person's going to go out of business unless they learn.
Again, making a better mousetrap. Yeah.
Exactly. Naiwan goes hand in hand with China's 996 culture. The term refers to China's hustle culture, where people work 12 hours a day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 6 days a week. The 996 lifestyle was strongly championed by Jack Ma. Is he still alive? Founder of Alibaba.
I believe so, but I think that the Chinese government took a bit of his fortunes.
Yet they are upset with him. I don't know why, but they are not happy with him.
So apparently he
probably doesn't want to give him
apparently
money.
This insider article says that he championed this, but I'm thinking that
of course he did.
Yeah, but he's not alone. That's their culture. A lot of old guys in his generation are, you know, all you know, for this type of lifestyle, especially the bosses, where they want their workers, you know, on the assembly lines for 12 hours a day.
That's silly. And all evidence supports that, you know, employees become less and less effective.
Efficient. It affects efficiency. You know, the 40-hour work week is a good idea, not because it's some leftist tripe or something like that. It's a good idea because, you know, people need recreational time. We aren't a beast that is intended to work all the time.
You know, I entered into the workplace, and I just missed the cusp of this 12-hour shift argument. I missed it completely by only like 6 months.
What is the 12-hour shift argument?
It was work 4 days a week or 3 days a week.
Yeah.
But 12-hour shifts, I would be all about that. And I'm like, why can't I have this 12-hour shift? Like, no.
Some people in some businesses, it's better.
Yeah, people start making mistakes, and they start, you know, breaking things or breaking themselves. And so we decided we're going to go down to 8-hour shifts. No, you can't have this.
I think 4/10 is much more manageable.
I like that, too.
I would do it. I would suck it up.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. What is the ideal work week to you?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.